But we all, with an open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even by the Spirit of the Lord. This is an acaso, where resolves are compelled with Apostle Epher Emmanuel. As we behold God's word today, we become the true reflection of His word. You will be blessed.
In John chapter 10, verse 10.
Johannes Empa etidu imutu.
Very powerful scripture. My teaching this morning will be brief, because what God is giving to us are anointings and virtues that we need to live an impactful life.
If we say
but I want to show you a very important narrative in the scripture. In John chapter 10, verse 10.
Johanne,
maybe we should read it together first before we take it. Let's read together, 1, 2, go. So, I believe we have all read it. May God bless His word in our lives in Jesus' name. The scripture we have before us, John chapter 10, verse 10, is showing us two principal visitations that will happen for any man's destiny that entered time. It's showing you two encounters you can never run away from. It's showing you two principal spirits you must interact with, you must encounter if you enter time. Among the many names Satan has, one is the thief. And if they call Satan any name, it's because of his role in that particular event. That's why they carve out a new name to describe part of the things he does. Consistent in the character of Satan is the capacity to take things that belongs to others that are not his own. And so, if you meet Adam today, if you find him and ask him, who is Satan? He will tell you he's a thief. There's nobody that has lost something more than Adam to Satan. Adam was the first person to discover that character of Satan. If you are with me so far, say amen. No matter who you are, no matter how great your destiny is, no matter how many prophets prophesied your arrival, the thief is waiting for you. He's waiting in every family. He's waiting in every country. He's waiting in every part of the world. Nobody will enter into time and receive a free course without an encounter with the thief.
Number two
of the points we'll look at in this scripture is that the first person you will meet is the thief. God in His divine wisdom will allow the thief to visit you first. So the order of their visitation is that the thief cometh first, and his objective is clear. He's not coming to gist with you. He's coming to steal, to kill, and to destroy.
Then,
the second appointment is what you see here as I am come. So it's not only the thief you will meet, you will also meet the Savior, Jesus Christ. You are really pitiful if all you met in your life is the thief. It's okay for your plans to scatter. It's okay for the things that God gave to you to be attempted to be stolen by Satan. It's okay. It's okay for your gifts and your area of strength to begin to shake sometimes. It is okay because there is also another person who comes to restore everything the thief has stolen. But not too many people experience this second appointment. A lot of people, when the thief visits them, that becomes the end of their life. The thief comes and steals their health. The thief comes and steals favor from their life. So no matter what they do, they can't prosper. Carry a million and give to them. Come back after 2 years, they are still poor.
So as he came,
it's a programming. It's a programming. There is something that has been taken from them. It's called the power to get wealth.
And she said, to me be a free. So and you
in fact, there are some of us sitting down here thinking that what we need is somebody to give us money. You will find out very soon that money is not the problem. It was David that said in Psalm 23, "Thou anoints my head with oil." Then he said, "My cup runneth over."
So
if God wants to give you overflow, he will not touch your cup, he will touch your head. If a herbalist wants to give you ritual, money ritual now, he will not ask you for your bank account. His interest is you. It is what happened to you that will influence the things around you. Those who go for money ritual with the princes in darkness. Not for once have Satan asked them for their
certificate.
He knows where the things are commanded from. Thou anoints my head with oil. He says, my cup answered to what happened to my head. There are people this morning that will vow, "Lord, exalt my horn." There are people this morning that will cry in this meeting, "Lord, anoint my head with fresh oil." Let me ask you a question. You know, I gave this example somewhere, you know, some weeks back. Have you gone to the market before? And I believe all of us have gone to the market. Let's say you went to the market and you wanted to go and buy something. Tell me if this has happened to you before. From the entrance of the market, there are already many shops you will see open. For some reasons that you don't understand, you will see what you want to buy in the shop. You will walk and pass the shop. Sometimes you don't even know where you are going to. You are just looking for the different people that are selling it and be looking at their own. This is how you will be looking at the different people selling until you come before the shop of a man that has favor. That favor will arrest you and say, stay here. It is the same you that have passed more than 7 shops, but you there was one shop you could not pass.
You
know what you are reacting to? It is what is on the head of that person. Thou anoints my head with oil. My cup runneth over. There are people here that nobody can say no to them. If you mistakenly say no, you will lose your peace. You will start feeling guilty until you call them back and say, take. There are people that doors must open for, no matter how locked the door is. It is what is on your head that is responsible for what is around you. How can there be one job opportunity, one opening, and then 100 people applied, 100 qualified people applied? Tell me, which criteria would they use to pick the one over the 100? Is it the quality of your results? Everybody came qualified. Is it your ability to speak English? Everybody can speak. In fact, some people came with letter from their uncle. What is the hope of the common man? Who do you have when you don't have any access to kings?
Why now say any madoma?
Thou anoints my head with oil. Can you tell somebody by your side, I carry oil on my head? Can you tell somebody the oil of the Lord is on me? Can I share something with you? Do you realize that what actually made David king was the oil they poured on his head? The moment that oil came on his head, God says, I have a new king. Guess what? Saul was still sitting down as king physically, but the oil has announced a new king. In fact, after that oil came upon David, he was not going to take that physical crown on his head for the next 12 years. You are nothing without the anointing. You can receive nothing except it be given to you. You have nothing outside God. The Bible says the blessings of the Lord, they make it rich and added no sorrow. Try to be blessed through any other means, you will record sorrow. There is something you must lose because of something you gained. It is only God that will give you something and not take anything from you. I don't care how many uncles you have. Sometimes people help you and they want you to worship them for the rest of your life. Sometimes people help you and they want you to worship them till you die. They always remind you of how you were before they helped you.
So,
although a man gave you bread, he took your honor from you. It is only God that will bless you and take nothing from you. It is only God that will bless you and never go and talk about how you are pathetic before He lifted you. Do you realize now that God is not man? There are two things among many that God cannot do. God cannot lie. Number two, He's not the Son of Man that He will repent. And this thing is too important, because if God say I will help you, no matter how you start misbehaving, God will still help
you.
I need you to listen to what I want to tell you now. Satan cannot stop God from doing anything. But Satan can make you do things that will disqualify you from assessing what God wants to do. Satan cannot stop God from giving you anything. But Satan will come to your own life and try to make you miss the visitation of God. No. Something you have been praying for years, the day it wants to come, Satan comes and say, on this day, it will cause one of your neighbor to quarrel with you, insult you, then when you move in that anger. Let me give an example, maybe with a young lady. Who is trusting God for a husband? And she insists that she will not go the way of the world. That God will settle her. While she is waiting, Satan knows that God must settle her. And Satan also is waiting because he knows how God settles people. Suddenly, the season of God settling her opens up. And then God begins to lead a young, spiritual, fiery brother towards her direction. The brother does not know why. He's praying in tongues. The Holy Ghost says, open your eyes. Look at that person there. Guess what Satan will do? What Satan will do in that season is that he will send guys to come and be asking her out.
Because
the candidate of God is only one, but Satan's candidate will be more than five. Then she will be getting several attention from different places. You know what Satan wants to achieve? He does not intend for any of them to marry her. He just wants her to miss the one that God sent. When God opens a door for you, Satan will open many doors too. So that when you stand in the season of breakthrough, you will see many opportunities. You will need to ask God, is this one you? Guess what? Many of us think we are smart. We think we are wise. So let me go back to my first illustration. The sister will now say yes to this brother, say yes to that brother. This one say, let's just see where it leads to. In her mind is, don't put all your egg in one basket. That's not the way of faith. The way of faith will ask God, who are you sending to my life?
So the
carnal wisdom will say, let me just be friends with every one of them, and we'll be working together until one of them who is the most serious asks me to marry him. All you don't realize is that there are ways Satan can destroy your life through opportunities. There are attacks that come as blessing. And when they enter your life, you will not even know yet that it is an attack. You will think it's a blessing. The Bible says there is a way that seemeth right.
He
says, but the end thereof is destruction. I don't know about your life, but there are people here that the thief has visited. And he has stolen from them. He has taken some people's peace. He has made them so bittered. There are people that were once joyful. They were just joyful people. Now they are very bitter, full of bitterness.
If you
ask them, they will say, do you know what I have seen in the hand of people? If you ask them, they will say, do you know how people have treated me? I've met a lot of people that say, I don't need any friend again in my life. Because I know what I've gone through in the hand of people. Satan has stolen your joy. Without joy, you can't take anything from God. You know why? He says, through joy, you will draw from the wells of salvation. Everything salvation brings for you, you fetch it through joy.
If
Satan removes joy from your life, you cannot enjoy anything salvation brings. So this is the summary of the kingdom. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Don't lose your joy. Don't let anybody make you bittered. Can you tell yourself, I am joyful? Can you tell yourself, I walk in joy? This is the first instruction God brings for us this morning. Whatsoever men have done to you through the influences of spirits, let it go. There are some people, you have locked them in your heart and say, this one I will never, is until Jesus comes. Release them this morning. Let them go. There are people that have truly offended you, and you have legitimate reason to be angry with them. Let them go. In Matthew chapter 6, it says, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. There are sins you have confessed, and you are trusting God that it will be forgiven you and the blessings of God will come to your life, but you are still not seeing the blessings of God because you too, you have not forgiven your fellow human being. The Bible says, he that hides his sin shall not prosper. Have you read that in your Bible before?
What kind of?
He that hides, to hide your sin is not about hypocrisy. To hide your sin is to maintain that posture because you refuse to forgive your fellow men. You know, I'm giving you this 30 seconds. I'm not saying anything. This is like injection. Let it enter small. Some of you is your husband. Although both of you are living together, you are like roommates now. There is bitterness. And you wonder why the family is not progressing. The two that has become one in the eye of God. They are incense mixed together and it's a conflicting utterance. This is why the men who are here who can listen to me, make your wives happy. If your wife is happy with you, there are few prayer points you will pray. If your wife is angry with you, even Satan don't need to walk again. It is like saying plus one, then they now added minus one. You will always be zero. The mathematic of marriage is 1 + 1 = 1. It does not make sense, but it's true. You are plus one. If you make your wife happy, she's also plus one. You are plus one. If your wife is angry with you, she is minus one. Try and do that math and see plus one minus one.
Plus one minus one.
Your destiny is zero. This is why it is important that you make sure your home is at peace. Sometimes the pride of a man, you will say, am I the one that will apologize to? If you are expecting God to bless you, apologize. So. Let me quickly advise the young ones who are not married also. Some people are angry with me now. There are two reasons why they are angry. For some of them, that is the state of things in their house at the moment. But the second reason I understand with them, they say, look at this small boy. What do you know about marriage? You have not even seen anything, you are
bucking.
It will interest you to know that the people who spoke mostly about marriage in the scriptures were unmarried. Everything I've been teaching you since Thursday is not my experience. It is the inspiration of His Spirit. If all I share with you is my experience, I will lead you astray. Because everybody's experience will be peculiar to their own situation and circumstance.
So
I am not teaching you my experience. In fact, I am bankrupt of experience. But there is a spirit in man. And the inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding. In case you don't know, some of you, listen to me now. Listen to me very well. If Satan can assess only one member of that team, he has entered both. Some of you used to be a very caring husband. You used to stay with your wife and gist in the evening. She tells you how her day went. Everybody is happy. Then God now blessed you small. So she does not see you again. You only return in the middle of the night just to come and sleep and escape any morning. Can I ask you a question? If your wife is saying, Lord, please restore my marriage. What do you think she is praying for? That God should return you to the way you were before when you were caring. The heavens will go and check your file quickly and say, what changed him? They saw that it's that small money they added to your
bank account.
They said the only way to make this woman happy, let's take this man back to where he was. I have shook hands with many men, sir. Honestly speaking, I have shook hands with many men to pray for them about a shift in their finance, and it is their wife's face I saw. It's not witchcraft. It's not witchcraft. It's the power of marriage. God does not see your wife as another person again. You and your wife, you are one. If you are not making, see, listen, I know they don't tell you this all the time. Your wife's happiness is equivalent to your breakthrough. There are a lot of men in this place that don't like me as I'm talking on this place. Maybe when I return next time, I would balance it about when your husband is happy with
you.
But for the sake of today, let's only talk about when your wife is happy with you. Is somebody being blessed? You see the women are clapping. There are some women here, they wish their husband came to church this morning. They say this is what this man should have heard. Well, I have a good news for you. You can get the recording and don't tell him to listen to anything. Just play it inside the bedroom. He will first pretend like he's not hearing it. Then he will begin to add 1 + 1 together. Believe me, take my word for it. If you practice these principles, you will prosper. Do you actually know one of God's strategy to overcome lack and scarcity? One among the strategies God gave to overcome that is marriage. The Bible says two is better than one.
Bible say benu eyechen.
Then he explained why he says they are better than one. He says the reward of their labor is more. That's why it's better.
Ochire mu sentia eyechen ba kuno say won aketia no won aketia.
Just imagine that your wife is not laboring with you. You just cut her off. We'll take 1 more minute wherever you are. And let's ask the Holy Ghost. Just bow your heads in prayers. Begin to let go anybody, anything, any person you have kept in your heart. You have that bitterness, let it go. That pain, let it go. Sister, I beg you. Brother, I beg you. In fact, I want you to call the person's name quietly and say, I forgive you. Some of you, they swindled you, they cheated you. They stole things from you. I forgive you. This posture is very important because you are about to receive the new, but you must let go of the old. We are clearing the way of everything that can resist the new from entering your life. Just in case you find out that there are people your ear is hoping you will hear that something bad happened to them, call their name too and say, I forgive you. Are you praying now? We ought to be praying now. Husbands, forgive your wives. Wives, forgive your husbands. That's the only way to assess the blessing of the Lord. No matter what they have done, forgive. Brothers, forgive those sisters. Sisters, forgive those brothers. Church workers, forgive yourselves. Forgive one another. Don't hold any grudge against anybody from today. Go ahead and make that prayer in the next 30 seconds. And if you find out that it is too hard for you to forgive, ask the Holy Ghost, help my heart, help my heart. This one is too painful for me. Help my heart. Help my heart. We are almost there. I'm preparing your heart for the release of miracles. The devil cannot stop God from giving you anything, but he can disqualify you from receiving. Have you tried to receive something from your friend's phone before? Have you seen a video or an audio that you said they should send to you on your phone before?
What?
And while they were trying to send it to you, your phone gave you a response: memory not sufficient. This is the state of many a man. Jesus says, I have many things to commit to you, but ye cannot bear them. No capacity, memory not sufficient. You know the things that choke up your memory card? Is these things I was talking about. This is why there's a posture of a man that can receive from God. I've taken time this morning to elaborate on that posture. Because truly, if you clean your heart from all of the grudge and bitterness, the word of the Lord will land upon your destiny and it will bear fruit. I am about to name the name of the Lord upon your life. When I do so, I know you should be blessed. That is why I said, cleanse your heart of everything that pollutes, everything that resists the visitation of God. If you have prayed that prayer and you have relieved yourself of that burden, of that grudge, of that bitterness, can you be on your feet now? If you are in the house and you know that this is my moment of encounter, can you be on your feet? If you are ready for a miracle, can you be on your feet? If you are ready for a touch of God, can you be on your feet? Before I pray with you, can you pray for 1 minute? Lord, visit me today. Lord, change my situation today. Lord, remember me today. Are you praying where you are? Over God's people, I command those mountains, I command those roadblocks to be cleared from your way now in the name of Jesus Christ. When I say in the name of Jesus, I want you to shout amen. I need you to shout that amen with a conviction. Everybody here under the yoke of delay. Everybody here stagnated. I command by the power of Jesus.
I shift you to your next season now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Please help that brother. Every sister in this house, every woman in this house, trusting the Lord for a visitation, trusting the Lord for a change of season. If you are a woman and you are here, lay your hands on yourself. Just lay your hands on yourself. Now I speak over them, O God. Everything that delays, everything that resists, I clear it now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I release the fire of the Holy Ghost upon you now. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, let there be fire. Fire upon you. I change your structure now. Everything that is not of God, I alter it now. I command a new. Now we resist the spirit of sickness, infirmities and illness. Anybody in this place sick in their body, anybody sick in their mind, I stretch my hands over you now, and I command that devil, that demon of darkness, loose them and let them go in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Everybody here treating one sickness or another, treating one disease or another. Now, by the blood of Jesus and by his stripe, be healed in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I speak to those under the affliction of witches, wizards. Everybody who have been attacked by witchcraft, ushers, go around. You will help me bring two people out. Two. There are two.
Ushers, move money now. Nipa mi elubi ebe manifeste.
Now I declare over the people of God, anybody here that witchcraft has attacked, anybody here that witchcraft has attacked, by the fire of the Holy Ghost, we begin to lose you now.
Yes, I know.
We lose you now.
Yes, I know.
We lose you now.
Yes, I know.
By the fire of the Holy Ghost,
yes, I know.
Be free in the name of Jesus. Be free in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
There's a family in this place. The spirit of insanity,
Adambo,
has rested around. Now, by the hand of the Lord, that spirit is resisted. And that fear of the unknown that grips their hearts, we banish that spirit of fear now. It has no place in this place again. There are people here who have started many projects and it has ended some halfway. Things that they started, they could not complete it. Now the Lord says to tell you, the hands that laid the foundation will finish it. He says to tell you, the hand that laid the foundation will finish it. So I stretch my hands over God's people, and I release the favor of God upon you. I release favor upon you like a perfume. Let that favor come upon you like a perfume. Let it rest upon your head now. That anointing I spoke about, that God puts upon the head of men, the Holy Ghost will anoint people's head now before we go. Then your life will change forever. I want you to be desperate for this touch now. We are nothing without the anointing. Anything desirable you see in our life is the anointing. And now, O Holy Ghost, from the back to the front, from the left to the right, here in the hall and those following us online, begin to anoint their heads now with fresh oil. Begin to anoint their heads now with fresh oil. Fresh oil, fresh oil, fresh oil, fresh oil, fresh oil, fresh oil, fresh oil is coming upon your head now. You can't resist him. You can't ignore him. You become another man. Fresh oil upon your head now. Holy Ghost, touch, touch, touch. Please bring those ones out for me. I need to lay my hands on them. Holy Ghost, touch. Fresh oil. Fresh oil. Go ahead and pray in the Holy Ghost. This is why we gathered. This is why we came. It is for this encounter. Fresh oil now upon your head. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. It flows. It flows. Are you praying in the Holy Ghost? Go ahead and pray. Fresh oil. 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 Holy Ghost. Somebody's head is as though they are removing a mask from your face. They are removing something that has covered your face for long. Holy Ghost, help me find that one. By the fire of the Holy Ghost, I unveil your identity now. Holy Ghost, touch. Lift up your hands to heaven. Lift up your hands to heaven. Lift up your hands to heaven. Holy Ghost, Spirit of the living God, touch your people now. Begin to touch them now. Begin to do what only you can do. From the back to the front. From the left to the right. Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Fresh oil. Fresh oil. Help him. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Fresh oil upon her altar. Fresh oil upon her altar. Holy Ghost, upon them now. Now, now. Now, let the oil flow. Let it 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 flow. In the name of Jesus, fresh oil. Fire upon your altar now. Oh, Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. May your horn be exalted. Precious Holy Ghost. Precious Holy Ghost. Such as I have, I give to you now. Receive a measure of the anointing. Let his cup begin to run over. I want to release a word of blessing upon you now. I just need your amen.
Amen.
No weapon formed or fashioned against you shall prosper. Any tongue that rises up against you is condemned. Your going out and your coming in, God will preserve. Your hand that started the foundation will complete it. You are anointed with fresh oil. The diseases of the Egyptian will not come near you. You will live your days in prosperity and your years in abundance. The sun will not smite you by day, neither the moon by night. The Lord will be your keeper. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. You are like a city planted by the rivers of water. You will be fruitful in and out of seasons. You are like a tree planted by the rivers of water. You are a city set upon a hill. You cannot be hidden. Nothing will hide you. Men cannot ignore you. The grace of influence and visibility comes upon you now. As a church, we shift into a new season. As a church, we shift into a new height. We crown kings from this place. We crown rulers from this place. We raise economic giants from this place. The anointing to bring it to pass comes upon your head now.
Amen.
Everything you put your hands to do in righteousness shall prosper. Listen, the devourer is far from your storehouse. The next time you open your business, it will be a new story. Go back to that shop, go back to that business, there is a new thing on your head. Go back to that marriage, there is a new joy of the Holy Ghost. Everything that is dead around your life comes alive now. Everything that is dead around your life comes alive now. Whatever has refused to answer, answers now. The Lord that is our keeper, He will keep you and shield you from the corruption of this world. The Lord that is our righteousness, He will keep you from falling. May your life not become a contradiction of your faith. Let no sin have dominion over you. This and more we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Please go ahead and celebrate Jesus.
Glory to God. We trust that you have been blessed by God's word today. Well, you can follow us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/AnakazoMissionInternational.AMI or join us on our Telegram channel at Anakazo Mission International. You can also download more of our messages on our Telegram channel. Thank you. Remain blessed.